Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday we talked about why multifamily. We covered the 10 reasons why apartment investing is attractive for building long-term wealth and generating passive income. Today we're talking about multifamily property types. At CREI Partners, we've learned that property type is not just about design or aesthetics. Property type determines your risk profile, your return potential, and your execution complexity. The property type you choose affects construction costs, operating expenses, financing structure, tenant demographics, rent levels, and most importantly, how much room for error you have when things don't go as planned. Understanding property types from an operator's perspective is critical for building a portfolio that aligns with your strategy and risk tolerance. There are four primary multifamily property types: garden style, mid-rise, high-rise, and wrap. Each has distinct characteristics, risk profiles, and return potential. Let me share what we've learned about each property type. Garden style apartments, lower risk, stability, broad demand. Garden style apartments are low-rise buildings, typically 2 to 3 stories, spread across a larger land area. They're called garden style because they often feature landscaped grounds, courtyards, and green space. Garden-style properties are the most common multifamily property type in suburban and secondary markets. They're typically wood frame construction with surface parking. Characteristics of garden-style apartments include low-rise buildings with 2 to 3 stories, wood frame construction, surface parking, larger land footprint, garden or courtyard layouts, and amenities like pools, fitness centers, and clubhouses. Garden-style properties typically range from 50 to 300 units, though some properties are larger. From a risk and return perspective, garden style offers lower construction costs, lower operating costs, lower execution risk, and broad tenant demand. This translates to lower risk and more stable, predictable returns. The advantages of garden style include significantly lower construction costs compared to mid-rise and high-rise. Wood frame construction typically costs $100 to $150 per square foot, compared to $200 to $300 plus for concrete and steel. They have lower operating costs. Elevators are not required for two-story buildings, reducing maintenance costs significantly. Surface parking is far less expensive to maintain than structured parking. Garden-style properties appeal to a broad tenant base, including families, young professionals, and retirees. They offer more space and a suburban feel that many renters prefer. They're easier to finance. Lenders are very comfortable with garden-style properties, and agency financing is readily available with attractive terms. They're common in secondary and tertiary markets where land is more affordable and demand is strong. And critically, they offer more room for error. If your rent projections are off by 5% or your expenses come in 10% higher, you can typically absorb those variances without distress. Now, garden-style is not the highest upside property type. You're not going to double your money in 3 years with garden style in a secondary market. But you will generate strong, risk-adjusted returns with lower volatility and lower execution risk. At CREI Partners, garden style apartments are our primary focus. They align with our strategy of capital preservation, consistent cash flow, and strong risk-adjusted returns. We're not chasing the highest returns. We're building a durable portfolio that performs across market cycles. Mid-rise apartments. Higher returns, higher complexity, less room for error. Mid-rise apartments are buildings with 4 to 9 stories. They're typically found in urban and suburban markets with higher density. Mid-rise properties are usually concrete or steel construction with structured parking, either podium parking or underground parking. Characteristics of mid-rise apartments include 4 to 9 stories, concrete or steel construction, structured parking, podium or underground, higher density per acre, urban or suburban locations, and amenities like rooftop decks, fitness centers, and business centers. Mid-rise properties typically range from 100 to 400 units. From a risk and return perspective, mid-rise offers higher return potential, but significantly higher costs, higher complexity, and tighter margins. This means less room for error. The advantages of mid-rise include higher density. Mid-rise properties achieve higher unit density per acre, which is valuable in urban markets where land is expensive. They command higher rents. Urban locations and modern amenities allow mid-rise properties to command higher rents per square foot. They appeal to urban renters who want walkability, proximity to employment centers, and urban amenities. They offer efficient land use in markets where land is scarce or expensive. And they can incorporate ground floor retail, creating additional income streams. But here's the reality. Mid-rise comes with significantly higher costs and tighter margins. Construction costs for mid-rise are typically $200 to $300 plus dollars per square foot, compared to $100 to $150 for garden style. That's double or more. Operating costs are higher. Elevators require ongoing maintenance and eventual replacement. Structured parking is more expensive to maintain and repair than surface parking. Financing is more complex. Construction loans for mid-rise properties are larger and require more equity. Lenders scrutinize these deals more carefully. Development timelines are longer. Mid-rise construction takes 18 to 24 months or more, compared to 12 to 18 months for garden style. And critically, you have less room for error. If your rent projections are off by 5% or your construction costs come in 10% over budget, your returns can evaporate quickly. Tighter margins mean small mistakes have big consequences. Mid-rise can generate higher returns, but it requires more capital, more expertise, and more execution capability. It's a higher risk, higher complexity strategy. High-rise apartments, high risk, long timelines, capital intensity. High-rise apartments are buildings with 10 or more stories. They're typically found in major urban markets like New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Miami. High-rise properties are concrete and steel construction with underground or podium parking. Characteristics of high-rise apartments include 10 or more stories, concrete and steel construction, underground or podium parking, very high density per acre, major urban locations, and luxury amenities like concierge services, rooftop pools, and high-end finishes. High-rise properties typically range from 200 to 1,000 plus units. From a risk and return perspective, high-rise is the highest risk, highest complexity, most capital-intensive property type. Small mistakes become very expensive. The advantages of high-rise include very high density. High-rise properties maximize unit density per acre, which is critical in expensive urban markets where land costs $10 million, $20 million, or more per acre. They command premium rents. High-rise properties in major urban markets command the highest rents per square foot, often $3, $4, $5 plus per square foot. They appeal to affluent urban renters who want luxury amenities, views, and prestige. They offer efficient land use in the most expensive markets, where horizontal expansion is not possible. And they can incorporate ground floor retail and commercial space, creating additional income. But here's the reality. High-rise is extraordinarily expensive and risky. Construction costs for high-rise often exceed $300 to $500 plus per square foot. A 300-unit high-rise can cost $100 million, $150 million or more to develop. Operating costs are very high. Multiple elevators, complex mechanical systems, luxury amenities, and high-end finishes drive operating costs significantly higher than garden-style or mid-rise. Financing is complex and requires massive equity commitments. You might need $30 million, $50 million or more in equity for a single project. Development timelines are very long. High-rise construction can take 3 to 5 years or more from acquisition to stabilization. And small mistakes become very expensive. If your construction costs come in 10% over budget on a $100 million project, that's $10 million. If your lease-up takes 6 months longer than projected, that's millions in lost income and carrying costs. High-rise projects are capital-intensive with long timelines and significant execution risk. They're subject to complex regulations, zoning battles, and market risk over multi-year development periods. At CREI Partners, we don't invest in high-rise properties. They don't fit our capital preservation strategy. The risk profile is too high, the capital requirements are too large, and the execution complexity is beyond our core competency. We're focused on building a durable portfolio that generates consistent cash flow and preserves capital. High-rise doesn't align with that strategy. Wrap apartments. Middle ground, moderate risk, moderate return. Wrap apartments, also called podium apartments or Texas wraps, are a hybrid property type. They feature structured parking on the ground level with wood frame residential units wrapped around and above the parking structure. Wrap properties are typically 4 to 6 stories with 1 or 2 levels of concrete podium parking and 3 to 4 levels of wood frame residential units above. Characteristics of wrap apartments include 4 to 6 stories, hybrid construction with concrete podium and wood frame residential, structured parking wrapped by residential units, medium to high density, suburban and urban locations, and modern amenities. Wrap properties typically range from 150 to 400 units. From a risk and return perspective, wrap is the middle ground. It offers higher density than garden style, but lower cost and complexity than full concrete mid-rise. Moderate risk, moderate return. The advantages of wrap include moderate construction costs. Wrap construction typically costs $150 to $200 per square foot, more expensive than garden style, but less expensive than full concrete mid-rise. They achieve higher density than garden style while using less land. This makes them attractive in markets where land is expensive, but not prohibitively so. They offer structured parking, which is attractive in markets where land is expensive, or surface parking is not feasible due to zoning or site constraints. They appeal to renters who want modern amenities and urban or suburban locations. And they're increasingly popular in growing secondary markets where density is increasing, but full mid-rise is not yet economically feasible. The disadvantages of wrap include higher construction costs than garden style. The concrete podium increases costs significantly, often 30 to 50% more than garden style. They have higher operating costs than garden style due to elevators and structured parking maintenance. They require more complex construction management. You're coordinating concrete and wood frame construction, which requires different trades and expertise. They may face zoning restrictions in some markets that limit height or require additional parking. And they carry moderate execution risk during construction. Not as high as mid-rise or high-rise, but higher than garden style. Wrap is a middle ground strategy. It's a trade-off between density and complexity. You get more density than garden style, but you take on more cost and complexity. You get lower cost than mid-rise, but you sacrifice some density. Which property type should you invest in? Strategy and risk alignment. The property type you should invest in depends on your strategy, your risk tolerance, your capital, and your execution capability. There is no best property type. There is only the property type that aligns with your strategy. Garden-style apartments are ideal for investors seeking lower risk, stable cash flow, capital preservation, and strong risk-adjusted returns. They're appropriate for secondary and tertiary markets, value-add strategies, and investors with moderate capital. Mid-rise apartments are ideal for investors seeking higher returns and who have the capital, expertise, and risk tolerance for higher complexity. They're appropriate for urban and high-growth suburban markets and investors with significant capital and development experience. High-rise apartments are ideal for institutional investors and developers with very significant capital, long time horizons, and high risk tolerance. They're appropriate for major urban markets and investors pursuing premium returns with high risk. Wrap apartments are ideal for investors seeking moderate returns with moderate risk. They're appropriate for growing secondary markets and investors with significant capital and construction experience. At CREI Partners, we focus on garden-style apartments in secondary markets in Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. This property type aligns with our strategy of capital preservation, consistent cash flow, and strong risk-adjusted returns. We're not trying to maximize returns. We're trying to build a durable portfolio that performs across market cycles and reduces stress for our investors and our team. Why CREI Partners focuses on garden style: durability, repeatability, cycle performance. At CREI Partners, we focus on garden style for several strategic reasons. First, garden style offers durability across market cycles. Lower construction costs and lower operating costs mean we have more room for error. If the market softens, we can reduce rents and still cover our debt service and operating expenses. Second, garden style is repeatable. We've developed systems, processes, and expertise around garden style acquisitions and operations. We can execute the same strategy repeatedly with consistent results. Third, garden style performs well across cycles. During downturns, garden style properties in secondary markets tend to maintain occupancy better than higher end properties. Demand shifts down from Class A to Class B and Class C, which is where we operate. Fourth, we prioritize capital preservation over maximum upside. We're not chasing the highest returns. We're protecting our investors' capital while generating consistent cash flow. And fifth, garden style reduces stress. We're not dealing with complex construction, massive capital requirements, or multi-year development timelines. We can acquire, stabilize, and operate garden-style properties with lower stress and lower risk. Property type and investment strategy. Complexity is hidden risk. Your property type should align with your investment strategy. But here's what many investors miss. Complexity is hidden risk. Mid-rise and high-rise properties offer higher return potential, but they also introduce significantly more complexity. More complexity means more things that can go wrong, more trades to coordinate, more regulatory hurdles, longer timelines, tighter margins. If you're pursuing a value-add strategy, garden style in secondary markets often offers the best risk-adjusted returns. You can acquire properties with operational inefficiencies or deferred maintenance, implement your business plan, and force appreciation without the complexity of mid-rise or high-rise. If you're pursuing a core plus strategy, newer garden style or mid-rise properties in strong markets may be appropriate. If you're pursuing a development strategy, you'll need to choose the property type based on your market, zoning, and pro forma. But recognize that mid-rise and high-rise development carries significantly more risk. And if you're pursuing a core strategy, stabilized garden style, mid-rise, or high-rise properties in strong markets may be appropriate. The key is to match your property type to your strategy, your capital, your expertise, and your risk tolerance. The right property type should reduce stress, not add to it. Let me close with this. The right property type should reduce stress, not add to it. If you're constantly worried about construction delays, cost overruns, lease-up velocity, or market shifts, you've probably chosen a property type that doesn't align with your risk tolerance or execution capability. At CREI Partners, we've chosen garden style because it reduces stress. We know how to acquire these properties. We know how to operate them. We know how to finance them. And we know they'll perform across market cycles. We're not trying to prove we can execute complex mid-rise or high-rise projects. We're trying to build a durable portfolio that generates consistent cash flow and preserves capital. Property type is not just about design. It's about risk, returns, and execution. It's about choosing the strategy that aligns with your goals and reduces stress. Garden-style apartments are low-rise, wood-frame buildings with surface parking. They offer lower risk, lower costs, broad tenant demand, and strong risk-adjusted returns. They're not the highest upside, but they're durable and repeatable. Mid-rise apartments are 4 to 9-story buildings with concrete or steel construction and structured parking. They offer higher return potential, but significantly higher costs, higher complexity, and tighter margins. Less room for error. High-rise apartments are 10 or more story buildings with concrete and steel construction. They offer very high density and premium rents, but very high costs, very high risk, and very long timelines. Small mistakes become very expensive. Wrap apartments are hybrid properties with concrete podium parking and wood frame residential units. They offer moderate density, moderate costs, and moderate risk. A middle ground strategy. At CREI Partners, we focus on garden style because it aligns with our strategy of capital preservation, consistent cash flow, durability, and stress reduction. Choose the property type that aligns with your strategy and risk tolerance. And remember, the right property type should reduce stress, not add to it. Tomorrow, we're talking about multifamily unit mix strategy. We'll cover studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms, and how unit mix affects value and marketability. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.